Amen. Brethren, it's the same God. He's the same God. And I think I'm going to read a verse or two tonight in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. Appreciate what's been said to my heart. And I'll just read verse 5 and 6 of 2 Corinthians 3. Paul was talking to these Corinthians, and they was always examining or trying to find out his apostleship and the clarity of it. But Paul, of course, said that they were his seal. He said in the scripture, in verse 5, he said, "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything is of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God." A brother asked me today, he said, "Brother Hyde, why does people deny the power and sovereignty of God?" And I said, "Well, the reason I think is because they don't want that kind of God." But brethren, he is who he said he was. And he said, "I am." He said, "Who do I tell him's coming?" He said, "Tell him I am has sent you." Amen. He was the deliverer, and he was the great I am. And I am who I said I was. Amen. And brethren, today we've just got to the place, and I don't know what word to you but this one, to try to manipulate and do it the way man's come up with. And brother, it'd just be good for everybody, thank God, just to get this down to the surface. And brethren, see where we at, as Brother Shank said. And then we need to see exactly where we at with God, and see and read the Bible again, and take this stuff out of our minds, ain't God, that's been taught that ain't scriptural teachings, and everything the Holy Ghost bears witness with and teaches you, ain't God, go with it, amen. Ain't God, it ain't what Dr. Bottlestopper said, it's what God said, amen. They said, "Brother, listen, you can't," tell me, "ain't God, I can't let a man preach here if he believes that." Well, brother, if he ain't against the doctrine of Christ and true salvation, he ain't got cross every T sometimes the way you do. Amen. Listen, thank God, we in unity tonight because of the person of Jesus Christ. It's not, my friend, thank God, what our label is. Amen. Listen, verse 6 said, "Who also have made us able ministers of the New Testament." I am a New Testament Christian. Amen. Listen, somebody asked me, did I believe in dispensations? I said, "Well, it'd be hard to read the Bible and rightly divide it, amen, if you didn't believe in dispensation somewhat." Amen. So God did deal in time. Now we believe that, brethren, listen, everybody's ever been saved is saved by faith. Amen. Thank God, there ain't nobody saved by works. It's been faith all the way. But brethren, listen, thank God, that law came by Moses, and he gave that to Israel, did he not? Amen. Listen, the law is perfect, holy, and good, but it's death to us, friend. We could not keep it. In fact, the law in the New Testament, Paul said that it was for the unrighteous man. It's not for us tonight because we're believers. Amen. We live not by the law. We live by the law of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ had made me free from the law of sin and death. And listen, he said here, he said, notice, not of the letter, amen. The letter can't deliver us. Thank God, that which written in stone can't deliver us. There's got to be a deliverance, thank God, through the Spirit. Amen. Listen, the Bible said here, he said, "But of the Spirit, for the letter killeth, but the Spirit giveth life." Amen. The letter's going to kill you, and letter preaching will kill us. Amen. If that's
that's all we got. Amen. And brethren, listen, Paul said, thank God that if this thing Moses gave, thank God when he came down and shone, amen, and they looked at him, if that was glorious, which ultimately that faded away, amen, thank God how much glorious is the spirit life in Christ. Thank God that don't fade away. Amen. And therefore we have this service. We have this ministration of the Spirit of God in us this night. Amen. That's where it's at. Brother, listen. It ain't the law tonight. Thank God we don't live under a written law. We live under the life of Christ. And the Spirit giveth life. Thank God. Somebody said, well, I'm going to listen. Thank God, brother, listen. The law, the moral law's right. I mean, but it's produced by the Spirit. Amen. You can't get right with God by anything you do or how good you live or how much law you keep. Amen. Paul said, I've done it. If any man can boast, it'd be me. Thank God I was circumcised. Like he said, I obeyed. I done. Thank God what the law said. But I found it to be dung. I found it to be, thank God, death to me. It only was killing me. I had no life in me. I had no righteousness in me. And therefore Christ come to give men a righteousness. He come to give men what they had not. He come to give men something on the inside. And that's where life is. And found this out the more I live for him. A man will not do nothing that's not in him. And God has to put it in him. Thank God I can't get myself. Thank God to where it needs to be. But it's him. Thank God has positioned me in the Christ. Thank God of glory. And brethren, it's by the Spirit. It's not by the flesh. And are you hearing me tonight? Thank God I didn't come tonight. Amen. Because, amen, it's an obligation. I come because it's in me. When you come because it's in you, thank God you'll keep coming. That's right, because he put it in me. It's spirit life. It's not law. Thank God I'm not, my friend, under the law of Moses. I'm under the life of Jesus through the Spirit of God tonight. Amen. That's where it said, he said that veil. He said that ever, listen, he said, notice what he said here. He said, but their minds were blinded from this day, remained the same veil, untaken away in reading of the Old Testament. He said, this veil still blinding them. It's still covering them. Amen. They can't get away from it. That's where religion is. You can't get away from religion. You can't, listen, you can't bring a man to understanding. Brother Danny, you've studied, you know this. You cannot bring a man to understanding long as that veil is covering their mind tonight. That Old Testament, brethren, listen, that was what they was raised on. These Jews, my friend, they was raised on that. Listen tonight, there's a lot of people raised on works religion, and most of them aren't works religion. Can I tell you this tonight? Jesus done everything. He done it all. He is everything. He's everything we need tonight. I don't have to keep a certain day. He is my rest tonight. Amen. Listen, somebody said I wouldn't do that on the first day. I said, well, we ain't first dayers. Thank God we're everydayers. Amen. Even though we meet on the first day and he rose again the first day. Amen. But listen, he's the same all the time. Amen. I'm not a Sabbath day worshiper. Amen. I'm not, listen, a Sabbath was Saturday. Amen. It's the seventh day. Brethren, I worship him every day. But I assemble with my brethren. Thank God like tonight because we set it aside. But it's about him tonight. You know why tonight people don't want to meet? They ain't got nothing in them. Amen. When somebody's got something in them, they'll desire to be there. It's written on our heart by the Spirit. It ain't the law tonight. If all you got's obligation and duty, that's a sad life. Amen. But if you got love in your heart tonight, thank God you want to meet with him tonight. Amen. That's right, brother. Listen, that veil, brother, listen, they had that veil. Listen, that next chapter talks about that. He said, he's given us this ministry. We don't handle the word of God deceitfully. Listen, I don't have to preach law to you tonight like I used to try to keep you in order and me in order. It don't work like that. Amen. The Spirit's what keeps you in order. The Spirit's what keeps me in order. I can get up and preach on everything I think tonight. Brethren, I got in the church, and I could tell you, amen, listen, every jot and tittle what I think a man ought to do, but it ain't going to justify him, and it ain't going to keep him saved. Listen, when God saves a man, that's forever. It's not going to be taken away. It's never going to change. When God saved you, thank God you got saved forever. It ain't going to change tonight. Amen, that's in your heart tonight. It's thank God. And I'm telling you this. He said the gospel be hid, covered, or veiled. It's hid to them that are lost. It's hid to them that's in the law tonight that don't understand that law keeping. Amen. Can't save them. The law wasn't never given to save. Amen. Listen. The law kills you, friend. Every time if you're lost tonight, you're under the death sentence of the law. But if you say tonight, amen, you ain't under it, amen. You got delivered from it, amen. And therefore tonight, are you hearing me? If you ever get a hold of this, and you can humble yourself to it, that salvation and the New Testament is Jesus Christ and him alone. And you need nothing else tonight, amen. If you can believe that, thank God you can be saved tonight. And thank God if you're saved, that's how you know you got saved. It ain't us. It ain't us. He said the sufficiencies of God. The ministration come from Christ. It's not us. Now the Lord is that Spirit. That's what he said. The Lord is that Spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. That's, you know what I'm saying? It's in here. Amen. I've been liberated from sin because he died for sin. Amen. I live unto God tonight. It's the work of God, friend. It ain't us tonight. It ain't you trying to live, amen, a certain way. It's him living in you, thank God. You know why some people come, listen, I felt that way today. I mean, I felt a little low, but listen, I recognize the fact that it's going to be some days in my own feelings. It's going to be some days in your own feelings that you don't feel as strong as you ought to in God. It ain't based on the feeling, it's based on the faith. Amen. That's where it's at. That's why he, hey, God give us, amen, this thing in our heart. It's not written, friend. Why we need the written, thank God. Well, I'm glad for the written word. I'm not talking about that. But I'm telling you this, the person's stronger than what's wrote. Amen. Brother Kevin, if you went home tonight, amen, and listen, and your wife was in the, thank God, the kitchen, and you was in the bedroom, amen, and you'd say, you know, I'd really like to see her. You wouldn't take her picture out of your wallet and look at it and say, boy, ain't she beautiful. You don't have to do that. Thank God she's in the kitchen, amen. You can go get her, amen. Brother, that's the way it is with him. Amen. Listen, I'm glad. Listen, the word reveals him. Jesus said, they testify me. Amen. He said, you won't come unto me that you might have life. His word testifies of me. It's the Spirit. Thank God. That's liberty in it. And you don't have to live in bondage, amen. It's a law tonight, friend, people's living in bondage too. You ask the average person, they ain't got a lick of sense about God nor the Bible. You know why? Because it ain't never been revealed to them. They'll say, well, this is what the Baptists say. I say it too sometimes. Well, I'm saved, but I ain't what I need to be. Praise God, you are in Christ. Amen. You'll never be no less than what you are now in the eyes of the Father. If he wouldn't reconcile you and justify you, that's when you said that a while ago, and he's talking about that Romans 8:1. He said this in Romans 8, if you read the rest of it, read it sometimes. He said in verse number 30, he said it's God that justifies. it's God. He said, whom he called, he justified. Them he justified, he glorified. And then he said this. He said, and if God be for us, in what his justification? Who can be against us? It's him tonight. It's not us keeping the law. It's not us doing good works. It's ordained that we do good works. God produces good works. Nothing can be done without him. Well, thank God, I'm the vine, you are the branches. Thank God, without me, you can do nothing. Everything's in him, by him, for him, through him. Everything tonight. Thank God. Friend, I'm telling you this. Brother, tonight, listen. Thank God, salvation's in him. Living is in him. Everything is him tonight. And brother, the death of the law, thank God, will kill a man because he can't keep the law. Amen. That's right. Notice this. Boy, there's a lot of good stuff here, but notice this here. He said, in whom the God of this world blind the minds of them that believe not. How's this? He said, they're being blinded by false teaching. False apostles. False teachers. There's a man that died one time, and I'm not going to get off on denominations tonight. But I just got saved about a year, and I went to that pastor after the man died, and I said, boy, I said, I never heard a man say he was saved. And he said, well, I took communion down to him. What's that got to do with it? Yeah. Praise God, if I thought taking communion could take my sin away, I'd be serving at every service. Yeah. Communion is a church ordinance to remember what Christ did for us. It don't have nothing to do with salvation. I had a man leave the church one time because I wouldn't give his daughter communion before she had a surgery. A good man. He said, would you give her communion? I said, that's the Lord's Supper and it's for the church. It's not the individual supper. Amen. He said, I'm just going to leave. I said, well, I'll talk to her. He said, no, I don't need you to. We're not Catholics.
That's right.
Ain't no saving grace in communion.
Right.
There's no saving grace in water baptism.
That's
obedience from the saving grace in you. It's all about Christ. Everything. You know what? You know, let me give you this here. I like foot washing. I mean, I enjoy doing it. I mean, it's a humbling experience. I mean, I like it. I'd do it to you. But the ordinances of Baptist church is the Lord's Supper and baptism. Because both of them represent the death, burial, and resurrection. And both of them do. Both of them represent the Lord, thank God, giving himself and blood was shed for our sins. And brother, everything's commended to that. Everything is in that. It's not you performing tonight. It's not me performing. It's not me having to do this and that. It's just him in us, living through us. And brother, we're not under bondage. You say, I can't figure that out. You won't figure it out. It'll be up to him to show it to you. Amen. You can't figure it out. You wrestle in your mind tonight and say, how can these things be, like Nicodemus said? But you can't know them unless he shows them to you. If he ever shows you, thank God he's already done everything. Everything's in him. And all you have to do, thank God's obey the Holy Ghost showing you who he is and you believe in him. Thank God, listen, friend. It's by grace through faith. Faith is a gift. And it's not choice, it's faith. You don't listen. Faith comes to you. And God, faith comes in you by hearing the word of God. And you're justified by faith. And God, through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You can't get that out of what most Baptist churches teach. They'd have done had that boy make a profession. They'd have got him to pray a prayer. It's not in that. It's in the person. It's in Christ. It's in Jesus. You say, how's that happen? By faith.
Yes, sir.
Faith believing.
Right.
Amen. That's how it is. Amen. How shall they believe in him whom they have not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? I understand that. I understand that in that day when it was wrote, Thank God, that's how they heard, and that's how you hear now. Faith coming by hearing, hearing by the word of God. It is hearing the word of God. There's nobody gets saved without hearing the word of God. That man that sit out there, ain't got in that chariot, had to have man. Ain't God, Philip sent to him and take that scripture, and he began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. And they kept going right there, Brother Joe. And that man said, see, here's a body of water. What doth hinder me? It'll be baptized. And he said, you can be baptized if you believe he's the Son of God. And he said, I believe he's the Son of God. Open confession. Amen. And got baptized by Philip. And he went on his way rejoicing. It's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. It ain't figured. It ain't, my friend, explained. It's known through the power of God in a humbling heart, in a broken heart. Amen. Knowing he can do nothing but believe what he's saying and believe in whom he's preaching about, and thank God the business picks up, and God gives you something in your heart that changed your life forever and made you a new creature. And it's not by the law, it's by the faith. Amen.
He said, and even in the book of Galatians, I'm through. I gotta quit. I'm gonna give you, notice this here in Galatians. I'm gonna read this here. This is what Galatians, this is what Paul asked him. He said, oh, foolish Galatians, who had bewitched you? You know what that means? Who's fascinated you to the fact that you got away from what you know? Who had bewitched you that you should obey, not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ had been evidently set forth, crucified among you? Here's the question. This only would I learn of you, receive you the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? How did you receive the Spirit I'm preaching on? By the hearing of faith. Hell, it don't have to be a certain age. That little old boy sitting beside you, if the Holy Ghost turn the light on in him, he can believe like that. That's up to him to testify.
That's right.
When I say he couldn't be saved, the Holy Ghost of God, you ain't gonna limit him.
Yeah.
The understanding come to his soul and spirit, and give him understanding. Turn the light on in his soul,
yes, sir.
Brother, and show him who Christ is. Thank God, he don't have to be 20 years old and understand that. That's God's business.
Yes,
so is everyone that's born in the Spirit. It don't matter what age they are. Thank God they ain't got to be old enough to know what sin is in there. Amen. And no, thank God they're consciously accountable to God. But there ain't no certain age on that. So what is the age of accountability? Whatever God makes it to that individual. Amen to God. Listen here and I'm through. He said, are you so foolish, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Amen. You live by faith. That's right. That's what he's saying there. He said, listen, the letter killeth. Letter killeth. Spirit giveth. That's all he can do, Brother Joe. You got to die to live. You don't have to live. Thank God you don't keep going by what killed you. Amen. That's right. You go by the one that saved you. From the letter that killed you, there's one that resurrected you. It quickened you and made you alive. That's who we live to. What did he say? We live unto God. We live unto God. Listen to me tonight. You can enjoy the Christian life, folks. I just want to remind you that. You can smile and enjoy the Christian life, folks. You say, I had a bad day. You can live and enjoy the Christian life, folks. Amen. Well, I didn't do as good as I should. You never have. That's the fact. Never have. The only times you ever done what you could is when you walked in the Spirit. You can enjoy the Christian life. Because we know him and he knows us. That's why we have the life of God in us. Amen. That's why the life of God, he says, as I am, so are you in this world. That's what he said. That means, thank God, we're one. That's right, Brother Danny. Amen. That's why you can pray, thank God, up there for that sister that's down. And you can go to her in Jesus' name. Go to the Lord in Jesus' name for her. And I'm going to tell you, whether you believe it or not, I know he's our mediator. But I believe God hears him. And he goes in. He said, Lord, I bow in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord hears him like he'd hear Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I know that's hard to take. You say, well, it is mortal men. Sure we are, but we got a God that's immortal in us. Amen. And we're going to have an immortal body one day. Amen. Think about that, brethren. Amen. And Jesus said, I know that thou hearest me always at Lazarus too. Amen. That's what he said.
If we ask anything according as we heareth us. Why? Because we ask of him. And we got the petition desiring of him to pray according to his will. That God touched Sister Linda. I mean, here she was in the hospital with blood clots. And Brother Robert called me and we talked about it. I thought, oh me. But what do? We prayed. She wasn't here last Wednesday. She's in the hospital.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But she's here tonight.
Amen.
And she got a good enough report that she don't have to have the doctor visit her. Amen. That's pretty good right there. That's better than pretty good. That's good.
Amen.
And Mr. Larry was in the hospital at the VA. And Miss Linda said he wanted men to pray for him. And she come up here and we prayed over her and for him. But I that's just the way I see it. You know, she come as his wife, A1.
Yeah.
And I laid my hand on the back and we prayed, all you brothers prayed. Thank God the man's at home.
Yes, sir.
And the little girl here, Juliana, got sick. She is real sick. And we prayed for her. Sunday night, we made special prayer. And the God of heaven helped her. Amen. Why not be in this family?
That's right.
The best. It's the best.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Compared to none. Amen.
Right.
And I'm in the family because of the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. I did break the law of God. I was a sinner, guilty to hell, as Brother Dennis preached, buddy. And I still see that. But on the other side, I say, thank God, when the Father looks at me, he sees his son. Brother, tonight, thank God, that's where we at. Amen. That's where life is, brother. Amen. That's where it's at, praise God. I didn't marry my wife just to get all the duties. Amen. I married her because I loved her.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right. If I didn't have fellowship and love with her, God have mercy. Amen. Mowing the yard wouldn't be that good. Amen. Washing the dishes, clothes. Hey, y'all going to be proud of me. I washed me a load of clothes. I told you I hadn't done that. I washed my first load of clothes at 61 years old. Amen. See, there's hope. Don't worry about it. Amen. There's hope because there's a God in heaven. Amen. It reveals the secrets of mankind. I'm glad he's real. I'm glad he loves us. I'm glad we can pray to him. Amen. Thank you for coming tonight. Let's stand. We'll have prayer. Amen to God, sir.